When she was in the eighth grade, Alexis Carpello had the opportunity to play soccer with a team of high school girls. But instead of it being the highlight of her young career, it became the lowest moment of her life.
I kicked the soccer ball to the other side of the field, and I literally just took one step, and I heard this loud popping noise come up, and I couldn't get back up. I fell down immediately, but I tried to get up, but I couldn't.
That pop was the sound of a torn ACL. Most people mistakenly think this only happens to professional athletes. However, ACL injuries actually occur more in a different group, young female athletes.
Adolescent females are more prone to ACL injuries than adolescent males playing similar sports. Up to 4 to 6 times more likely to suffer an ACL injury.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good.
The research is showing that the primary reason for this is that girls simply use their muscles differently when they do athletic maneuvers compared to boys, and that puts them at higher risk for tearing their ACL.
Any pain? No. Any problems? No?
But a new report from the American Academy of Pediatrics gives hope to these young athletes.
The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that young people who are playing sports at high risk for ACL injury, soccer, basketball, volleyball, participate in neuromuscular training programs, which are a series of exercises to strengthen the key muscles that protect the knees before they participate in their sport. These programs have, through many research studies, shown a significant reduction in risk of ACL injury.
Do a few squats for me.
14-year-old Danielle participated in neuromuscular training because she started to have knee problems.
And in the beginning, many of these girls don't have any clue what position their knees are in when they're landing from a jump. And the program strengthens their muscles, and we can see their strength improve.
Arms out like a defense.
And by the end of the training, clearly they're landing in a better position, their knees are lined up properly, and more importantly, they're aware of what positions are safe.
3 years later, Alexis has recovered and is back on the field.
Good.
Danielle is much stronger now, and is hoping she's taking the right steps to avoid what Alexis went through.
There you go. Nice job.
This is Jack Trammell.